I'm joined by Mark Bauer after Geisley's 3-3 draw at Wrexham. Where the hell do you start with a game like that, Mark? A lot to take in. First of all, how do you feel about the performance and the result?
I thought, on the whole, you know, we've played really well. Coming to a big side, good side, you know, they've started the season really well. A little bit of dip in form recently, but, you know, they'll certainly be expected to beat us. You know, we came and we knew they'd look to pass the ball. We had a plan to deal with that and scored a really good goal ourselves. I think the two goals that they scored in the first half were just completely self-inflicted. You know, errors that you can't really legislate for. So at half-time we had a little chat and the lads came out an absolutely superb second half. Thought, you know, the way we moved it about, we created chances, we looked really solid. And once we got in front, thought we'd comfortably see it out. And I suppose it's just a matter of time in this conversation before we start talking about a referee, which, again, has, in my view, clearly cost us points tonight.
I think from where we were sitting, Wrexham fans may feel that he possibly cost them 3 points in the free kick that led to our second goal.
I think you were pushing the back. I think, the lads tried to win it from Gav and, you know, he shoved him in the back and, a free kick 40 yards from goal, if that's all they've got to complain about, then try a red card when we're clean through on goal. Should have been the lad when he gets booked, should have been sent off. Gavin Rothery wins the ball cleanly in midfield and the red card's produced, and then at the end the equalising goal that they score, I can see it on the bench, it's handball. All lads in the penalty area can see the handball. Unfortunately, again, a referee can't see a handball against us. And what should have been 3 points ends up being one.
Respect with discipline, that's only his first red card, and as you say, completely unjust. But from a discipline side thing, we have looked disciplined this season to get 17 games in without a red.
In modern day football, yeah, but I mean, it's not even a red card. We should be sat here 17 games in with no red cards. I think we're first or second best in terms of the fair play thing, which, you know, is something that we feel we need to do in this league. If you give away free kicks and let people have set pieces and put them in your box, then you're asking for trouble. So we, you know, encourage the lads to stay on the feet and not give silly free kicks away. Gav just clearly plays the ball. If the lad runs into his foot as he's following through, it's not even a tackle. Gav's passing the ball. He's there. It's a 60-40, and he gets there first and passes the ball. And the lad runs into him. He goes down screaming. As soon as the red card comes out, he's back up on his feet and he's absolutely fine. Just thought the referee was completely he fell for it basically. But again, we just have to deal with not just the opponents that we're playing against, but the decisions that are going against us. I thought we had some shockers early on in the season. I thought it calmed down a bit after that, but the last couple of games has just been so difficult to take. I feel really sorry for the boys in there. They're absolutely gutted. You know, we've come away to Wrexham, we've lost three on the bounce. If anyone would have said, would you take a point beforehand? You know, most people around here would have said, yeah, but the lads are absolutely gutted with a point because they feel, again, that it's been snatched away from us, not from our poor play, but from things that are beyond our control, i.e., you know, decisions. But they've got to take a lot of heart from the performance. We've got games coming up now, two home games in the league and an FA Cup game that we need to be going and getting some points in, because it's all well and good as, you know, patting ourselves on the back that we've put in another decent performance, good performance. You know, we're probably, for a number of reasons, short on the number of points that we should have got by now.
Looking at the positives from tonight's game, the timing of Liam Dickinson's introduction was pretty much perfect.
Yeah, he's... he came on, took the free kick and smashed that against the bar. And then we just felt, you know, they had a lack of height in their side. Boys had won quite a few headers in the first half, so we just felt if we got Dick up there alongside him, it might be a weakness that we could exploit. And, you know, with the Jake coming on as well, a big physical presence, we sort of looked like we had a bit more height, a bit more strength, a bit more physical presence than them, and we looked to try and get the ball up to them and exploit that, and it paid off on that occasion. And then obviously Dicko brings it down well and great ball into Boise's path. Boise shows his pace, and really pleased for him because, you know, he has missed a few chances this season, but the one thing that he can guarantee from Boise, he'll always get himself in a position to miss a chance. So whereas, you know, he probably doesn't have the conversion rate that some of the top strikers in this league has. He gets himself lots of chances because he's clever and his runs he makes off the ball, and he always gets himself in position to miss those chances. So absolutely delighted for him that it went in. Just gutted for him and the rest of the lads that it was snatched away from us at the end.
Talking about Boyce's goal, it was a stunning finish, and the relief he seemed to let out during celebration, that getting back on the score sheet again.
Yeah, exactly. He's a striker, and strikers are judged in the goals that they score. And but just pleased for him because he keeps going. He'll always, like I say, get himself in those positions to miss those chances. And great finish. He showed what he's capable of. Showed his pace. You know, he's running off the ball, he's always willing to get in there, and hopefully that can give him a little boost and a bit of a kick start again, because what Boyce does is, when he does get himself on a little run, he can score goal after goal, and certainly hope that's the case, and he will do too.
And taking a point away from here, it ends the short losing streak of three in the bounce ahead of two league home games against Borehamwood and Welling. How important do you feel they are at the moment, given the league table and the situation there?
Very important, yeah. I mean, you know, the Borehamwood and Welling will probably look at the game against us and see it as an opportunity for them to get points on the board. And as we've seen in the league this season, no one's going to give you anything. Everything is fiercely competitive. They're going to be tough games. Said to the players in the dressing room, we've had four games against, you know, big established conference type and Football League type teams in Lincoln, Macclesfield, Forest Green and Wrexham. The game on Saturday against Borehamwood will be harder than any of the four that we've played, because there'll be a little bit more expectation on us. But we've got to go out and show the same work ethic and confidence and quality that we showed at times tonight. And if we do that, then, you know, we're capable of getting a result. If we take our foot off the gas, you know, if we're sloppy like we were at for little spells in the first half, we'll get punished. There's absolutely no doubt about it. But you know, it's good, certainly good that we've broken that duck, and just hope the lads can, you know, we won't see them between now and Saturday, but just hope they can get that out of the system and look forward to the game. And you know, if we can get 3 points on the board again, it gives everyone a boost. And we've got that 3 week leading up to the cup tie. I think, you know, we've played, I think, 17 games now in just over 2 months for a part time side. For that run to sort of end as we've played some of the big full-time teams, I think the lads deserve a lot of credit for how they've kept going. At times when, you know, we've been up against it and, you know, losing games, and at times tonight where we've done well and should have really won.
And we haven't spoken since the FA Cup draw, but as we referred to there, sandwiched in between these two home league games, FA Cup fourth round qualifier, the gods have decided on a draw away at the arch rivals, for the fans at least. FC Halifax Town away, who of course themselves haven't been on a great run.
No. Saw them play last night at Grimsby, and obviously they're in a difficult position at the moment. But as any team can, you know, in between the sort of 7-goal defeats that they've had, they've won away at Altrincham, which is a difficult place to go. Altrincham beating the likes of Grimsby and Tranmere there this season, so you can't take anything for granted. We know that we'll have to be right up for it. Local derby, FA Cup tie, I'm sure everything, all the cliches, it goes out the window. But yeah, look forward to that game. It'll be it's a good game for both clubs, really. To obviously, from our point of view, it's an opportunity for us to get to the first round, and you know, guys who've been in the first round many times in the past. Goal for us is, you know, let's try and get better than that this season, and we've got a chance at Halifax to go and get a result. And you know, if we play like we played tonight, there's, you know, we've every chance of getting through to the first round.
Being the first season at this level for the club, how important is the cup run to you, or is it all about focusing on the league?
No, FA Cup's massive, absolutely massive. You know, you'd be looking at anyone that gets through that fourth qualifying round, they'll be looking, thinking, we can draw Sheffield United, Coventry, Bradford City at home. Do that, you're on TV, and your chairman's happy with you. So, no, it's a fantastic competition, you know. It's, especially given the fact that we've no games on the Tuesday either side of the game, it'll be massive focus for us to go and win and get through. And, you know, if you can get on runs, winning runs, you can keep going. And winning breeds confidence. We saw last season we'd have spells where I think we won 4 or 5 on the bounce, and then you have a spell like we've won where we've lost 3 on the bounce. It can become a habit, so it's a great game for us to go and hopefully it'll be on the back of a win against Borehamwood and one that we can carry on.